This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Gentlemen, I have some breaking news that might be a disappointment. Then we're going to get to the roast of Woolchuck. The NBA ruled the TNT bid did not match Amazon's. And the league will be moving forward with Amazon's proposal. So TNT's final season is now officially the upcoming season. Okay, so enjoy it while you can.
Damn it.
It is time now
for
annual tradition.
Watchdogging them or what?
Yes. I think I'm getting...
think we're getting ball sack?
It was NBA Communications. Chris Haynes has put it out.
No, Pompliano. I'm saying who initially said they matched? What?
Andrew Marchand.
Was it Marchand?
Yeah, he wrote a whole article about it.
Wow, okay.
Maybe they did try to match, but the negotiations are now final, and the NBA's new home is going to be on Amazon after the season. Here's Chia Follett with the roast.
Happy 33 to the bully, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. This is a huge, huge day. Such a short career, but so many mistakes to relive, and it starts right now with a world champion general manager, Chris Young,
son of a B,
you know, giving some of his professional time to us so that we can garner insight and do our jobs better. And in the midst of that, Woolchuck decided to disrespect him. And this is how it sounded.
Team's still not healthy. We saw Josh Young earlier on MLB Network, and then there's Evaldi. What kind of updates do you have, and what kind of an impact could those guys have when they return?
Josh is probably a little further behind, simply just based on the timeline with the surgery. I think we're looking at really the last, 10 days, maybe week of the season. And Nate is making progress. We thought we were pretty close with Nate. He had a little bit of a side tightness after his last live batting practice. And, but that's calmed down in the last day or two. So we're going to continue to build him up, and hopefully he'll be back, here at the beginning of September or shortly thereafter. And those will be two huge additions for us, hopefully at a time where we need them most, and help propel us for a strong finish.
What's the latest with another potential addition to Nathan Evaldi?
That was the update on Evaldi, is that he's he had a little side tightness, and he's coming back and hopefully be back here early in September.
That's on me, CY. I heard Josh Young, and I thought that was a Josh Young focused question.
There was a day I would have called you out
I'll call myself out.
I would have called you out on that.
That's like, on me. That's on me right there.
I think
that's
the pressure got to Zach a little bit.
Yeah, man.
It's
been tough on all.
Wow.
Oh, man. That one hurts.
Is that your one seed as far as regretful?
That one was bad, yeah.
You can ask it at the end of this.
There's probably a lot.
Because there's a lot. So many mistakes, but that one's
so
a good
many
one.
Mistakes.
That one is really good, and that's the newest addition to the Woolchuck birthday roast. Now, here is from a few years ago. We were in the nosebleed seats, and we were promoting what is a station staple, a show staple. And, of course, it's Flagtober.
No,
but Woolchuck ran into a bit of a Tom Brenneman situation.
No. Just go to 1053thefan.com/Tober.
You can hear the emphasis on Tober after he says the initial flub, because he wants to make it just very clear and just move on seamlessly as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So that one was one that hurt.
Was that a Tito's night?
That was I don't think so. That was in studio.
I don't know.
Some of these you can hear the booze in his voice, and it has to do with the fact that we were COVID broadcasting from our parents' houses.
Yeah.
On this particular occasion here, when Woolchuck, we had probably just had a great show, and then he's trying to just get us out of the show and probably into the weekend, and unfortunately he stumbled on the dismount.
We will be back on Monday post Rangers. It'll be 11 PM to 1 AM. Until then, Hugs and ham pound.
Ham pounds? I don't know what the hell I was saying there.
Pound pans?
That's drunk. That's drunk Walchuk, I
believe.
Yeah,
I was slurring my words.
This next one is Walchuk, very excited for the what was the newest Borat at the time. And he was doing his best to read what is supposed to be sort of the synopsis and the little teaser for what the movie's going to be.
Gift of pornographic monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan. Chef's kiss.
Everything about chef's Walchuk kiss. Reading that is chef's kiss. I do believe it's supposed to be vice president, but Walchuk read it as vice premier. But that's neither here nor there. We used to have big time arguments with our lovely producer, former producer Zero.
Yeah. Gosh, I love you, Zero.
Walchuk, you know how Walchuk gets very passionate and serious about his top 10 lists? Well, Zero was poking and he poked the bear, and it was not the time to do it.
Their onion rings are fire, too. We've talked about this before, but I love their onion rings.
Onion rings got to be on here.
And that's why I don't understand. Everybody wants to poo on what? Sonic. I'm like,
Zero, can I just get into the list before you start bitching at it all? I mean, you just do this. Let me just bitch about it. Number 9, chicken fried steak. Is that acceptable to you, Zero, or let's complain about it some more?
A very serious, what I believe to be fast food top 10. Walchuk takes his food, especially his fast food, very seriously. You combine that with his...
Just get into the list.
...with his very serious top 10, and all of a sudden, Walchuk is, he can be a bit on edge at times.
Very serious business there. No room for improvising.
No. I mean, between the onion rings and the chicken fried steaks, Walchuk was in the freaking zone.
I want to know what list that was.
But the height of his powers, Walchuk, was when he was able to accept the opportunity to finally grace the cover of Playboy.
Honestly, I was just so happy. I couldn't believe they chose me. I've been modeling for so long. Aww. So to be part of Playboy is just incredible. It's just such an iconic magazine. And so important to our culture.
It is. It is, Walchuk. And it was never more important than the time that you got to grace that cover. I'll never forget that centerfold.
Collector's item.
Just the largest centerfold of all time.
Hell yeah, it was. And the hairiest.
Walchuk went, Brown. Walchuk went from being a Playboy model, gracing the cover, to then trying to sneak a fart past us in the studio, but his voice wouldn't allow him to sneak it by.
So did Jared Leto.
I mean, if that's not the most obvious. And then from time to time, you know, Walchuk will screw up days and times and dates and stuff.
Well, this Hump Night 69 party, because it is June the 9th, 6 month of the year, 9th month of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who the hell are we? Where are we?
Obviously, it's 69
squirrel,
day.
Squirrel.
Here's why.
Is it the 9th month of the day?
Who the hell knows? I don't know what was going on there. That was probably a booze night.
That was definitely a booze night, dude. This, unfortunately, this next one, Walchuk was very, very sober, and he revealed something about his relationship status that was extremely uncomfortable.
Eric is married with the baby.
Yep.
I just have the 3.5-year-old girlfriend, but I'm also still living in mom and dad's house.
3.5 year just the girlfriend.
You're still not saying it right. You'd been dating her for 3.5 years.
Yeah, she had been my girlfriend for 3.5 years.
And then Walchuk can be, you know, he can start to threaten you. And we saw that with Zero a little bit, but here's just another installment.
I will kill your entire family. Everyone you love will soon cease. I will enter your home while you sleep and sever your neck open.
That is terrible.
I have no idea.
Why did Zero keep
why
that?
You got so dark that night?
I was reading an article.
You were being very, very introspective about the desires that you have as a violent person.
No.
Sounded like he was recapping a Mike Tyson interview from the late 90s.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, look, another Walchuk failed dismount.
As this Friday night comes ever so evening.
Just, I have no idea. And then he fails upward into afternoon drive with the G-Bag Nation. We all wonder, how is this even possible?
You fake it till you make it, baby.
Oh,
that
man.
That sounds like a crossfade situation. That's what you call it, right?
Yeah, he was definitely half buzzed out.
Ever so evening.
And then Walchuk revealing his love for the king.
LeBron's got that yummy yum, y'all.
A couple of times, Walchuk.
That was a text there that I read.
This was the night where I thought he was going to go full Brian Broaddus and just punt on reading the text because the 214 had him just completely beside himself.
214 troll trash idiots that text in here.
That's just a little teaser of what it was. He was extremely, extremely upset. It was probably Cowboys related.
Was it? It was
probably Cowboys fandom related. Somebody was poking you about how they shouldn't have any hope. Walchuk still being optimistic, glass half full guy.
Yeah.
And then they reveal something to him that's like, wow, I can't really dispute anything you're saying about how there's no chance of a championship with this team. And now he's going to start lashing out and calling them troll trash idiots.
Yeah, they were probably style point in a 3-point win over Washington. And Zach was like, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Go after yourself, you troll trash idiot.
Here's Walchuk trying to recite the fan text number.
877-881-1053.
There's a lot of additional eights in there. There's only three total.
Several eights. Okay,
I've been there.
Now, here's...
That's a tough one. Yeah. That'll get you.
After this one, I want you guys to decide once and for all which one of us worked in the car business. One of us worked at Chick-fil-A, the other one of us worked in the car business. Here's Walchuk reading a text.
The toilet overflowed, my sister tested positive for the Rona, and someone backed into my brand new Camaro. Can y'all give me a shout out and make my day better?
Camaro.
I'm thinking Alvin Kamara.
Oh my Camaro.
Camaro.
Are you being serious?
Gosh,
right
that's,
now?
That's how we say it overseas.
And then sometimes
that makes me feel old. These kids don't even know how to say Camaro, Brian.
Wow.
One of the classic American muscle cars.
It's pretty it is that one was that one hurt a little bit. Here is Walchuk. Sometimes he uses the microphone to just like get things off his chest a little bit. And even if it could be damning for him and probably fill himself with regret just moments later.
I haven't had sex in a year.
And that's just
a little bit of a dry spell.
And counting. I think that ended up reaching 3.5 years.
I think so, too.
Well, the entire relationship that he was dating that 3.5-year-old.
Oh, that was mid-relationship. That'd be a good reason to cut it off. I don't blame you, Walchuk.
I think he dipped his toe back into the virgin waters.
I don't know how it all works, Zero. I'm a virgin.
See, there you go. But then the guy who doesn't know about Camaros, he does. He stumbles when talking about rival baseball teams as well.
We've seen the Rangers make some trades with the A's previously. I think I said it twice. With the A's and with the A's.
I'm surprised that doesn't have that mistake. Like, I'm surprised we don't get, you know, like the bulging disc one that like from time to time just pops up, you know, rears its ugly head in the media. I'm surprised the Oakland A's thing doesn't accidentally get said at least once a season.
Hell of a great trade there with the A's.
You were going full Donald Sterling there. He got those A's.
Big Magic Johnson. What's he done?
All right. Here is Walchuk reading a text. Again, the text was coming after Walchuk, and here was Walchuk reading it.
Walchuk, why are you mad? Because your girl choosing.
I think Walchuk was sharing a story about his girlfriend doing something that he thought might have been questionable, and then people started saying, your girlfriend sucks, and then Walchuk started lashing out at the text. You know, it's just sort of a cycle that way. We can close it down. I have a couple more, but here's
my
Walchuk.
Fastball, personally.
This is Walchuk in the recliner of the bedroom that he grew up in at his parents' house, hosting a night show well into the wee hours of the morning, and he is eating while trying, but he's trying to disguise the fact that he's eating while he's supposed to be broadcasting and bringing us back onto the air.
Oh, yes. It's about that time for the nosebleed seats power hour.
Gosh.
The final hour.
We're eating a burger?
Thursday edition.
It's a mouthful.
Here on the show, everybody.
It's very savory.
You can afford to listen to Zach Walchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. Oh, we got zero.
Yeah, it was steak. And if you're watching,
he had
a you can see it. I mean, you can see what's going
chin.
On.
It was incredible,
man. I went full Marshall Faulk there.
That
was Marshall Faulk.
The greatest steak eating moment in show history.
I don't know, that's right. So good when he jokes.
We got a couple more. Maybe we'll do it in the finest.
I love it, man. I love a good birthday roast of Walchuk, and happy birthday to you, brother.
Thanks, man.
I got you some. It's called Broadcast Responsibilities on the C-Note. Right?
Okay, great.
What's cooking with the Cowboys?
No, don't ask me to do a tease. We'll figure that out next on the fan here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.